Peter, dude, I'm cooked. I am not having the week of my life that I wanted to have. And whatever is sending its way into my orbital sphere here has really thrown me for a freaking loop. It's thrown me for a loop, Peter. And there's been a lot of different problems this week. Namely, I think I'm kind of homeless. Not like, let's not be dramatic, actually. The lovely couple downstairs, who's very, very old, they tried to do their own plumbing. And in a moment of a day, we went from, hey, we're going to be doing some plumbing work, to, hey, I think you have to evacuate the building because we've broken the septic system.
Oh, God.
And, you know, I'm not going to name anybody here, but our landlord isn't the wisest, as it seems. And so while I was gone all weekend for 4 full days, I had to put baby boy and baby girl, doggy girl, in a hotel. So there was some spend. We have no plumbing at our current home. That's the only problem with the current home is it doesn't have plumbing. But that's, it turns out, a pretty serious problem. You can't use water. You can't flush your toilets. You can't use your showers. You can't wash your clothes. And the Hampton Inn provided some of those things for us, but not all of them. So now I'm at a point in my week where I believe to better our family, we're going to separate for a moment so he can go with his parents and do what he needs to. And I can stay in town and try to find us somewhere to live and deal with all the necessary paperwork. I've spent a lot on lawyers this year, and I'm probably going to spend some more for many reasons, Peter. But there's nothing wrong with having troubles in your life, having troubles that you have to get through. You learn skills through your troubles. And Peter, as everyone knows, the stoicism's built in. Now, thank God I had an adult cigarette before we started this, because it's only getting more chaotic. Literally, as we record this podcast, it's getting more chaotic. More details are rolling in now for the chaos. And we're going to go to Peter in the Astral Weather Center to see kind of what's going on. What the fuck is happening?
So we're smack dab in the middle of eclipse season.
Oh, God.
And eclipse season is where it happens twice a year. So we get 4 eclipses total. And they usually happen in between 2 weeks of each other. And right before the eclipse, stuff will start getting weirdly thematic for what you're about to go through.
Okay.
I had a revelation when we were at Jesus Christ Superstar that was my prelude for everything that's happening.
Are you willing to share, or is this a private moment?
This is a private moment.
Okay, that's good.
But I'm glad we're still developing everything. All right. So, and then the eclipse happened, and then we're essentially in the void. Like, someone has described it as like the last 2 weeks of December after Christmas is over.
Okay.
And you're just kind of waiting for something to happen. That's what, like, we're in the waiting room.
Waiting
right
for
now.
Godot, right?
So, exactly. And so on the 16th is the next eclipse, and then it'll be a little weird after that, and then Mercury retrograde happens.
All right. Well, you know what? I do well in Mercury retrograde. It's just because I used to be in a band called Mercury Retrograde. I played guitar. No, I didn't. But that would be lit, right? What a lit band. Oh my God. You know, surprisingly, amongst all this chaos, I had a pretty good week wrestling-wise. In this story, wherein Bussy will defend the GCW Tag Team Championships 3 times incredibly well. Actually, 2 times. We got to talk about Saturday. We'll get there. I started my week, Peter, leaving knowing that we had to evacuate my house. And so I evacuate my house every week, Peter. That's what I do. I pack my bags. I get on the road. And what I packed was just like chaos mode. And so anyone who saw me this weekend, the merchandise I had was like, I had like a couple 3Xs in this shirt, a couple smalls in this shirt exclusively in a large from an event that you may or may not have gone to. It was a mess. I focused on 8x10s. None of this really matters because I started in Kansas City, Missouri, and I've never wrestled there before, Peter. I've never been to Kansas City for any reason, for personal reasons, for work reasons. And I went to Kansas City, and I met up first with my Bussy sister, Allison, as you know. and we were set to defend our titles. Now, this was for a company called Journey Pro, and this is a new building they were at. And every time I got in a car to go to this new building, someone said, hey, this isn't the best part of town you're going to. And you know what I remembered, Peter? It's never the best part of town that I'm going to. Whenever I go to any of these places, bar like your Hammerstein Ballroom, Effie's not showing up to the major metropolitan area to perform at the Philharmonic, okay? Effie's showing up in your town, in the most your town part of your town, and you got to brave it. You can't just stay easy. You got to go to the fairgrounds to see Effie. You got to go to the part of Detroit where there's gunshots like bird chirps. You got to go to the part of Texas that's down a dirt road and inside a metal garage. So for all the grandiosity and showmanship and charisma and shiny beauty of Effie, please know that Effie is rooted in, you know, that's probably not a good part of town. That's what I'm rooted in, is that conversation. And there's a casualness to which we take this in. And I think Allison put it best and said, I think we're always in that part of town. And I really put thought to it. But we are always in that part of town. But you know what that part of town is? It's incredible. It's always incredible. Because for every person that you're scared of that wants to ask you for change or might be on some sort of narcotic or, you know, lives an alternate lifestyle from you and looks different than you, there's a lot we can learn from those places. And sometimes I wonder if I need to unlearn some of the parts of those places. That there's a heaviness to learning as much as I've learned and processing as much information over time as I have. But there's no time like now to take in more info. Information is something that we can't live without. And we don't want boring information. We want exciting information that we can enjoy. And one way to enjoy some new information is with our presenting sponsor this week, Enjoy Wrestling, which you may remember, I've been a part of Enjoy Wrestling in many capacities as a commentator, as a professional wrestler. But now there is a new 3-part YouTube series coming. They've had many shows before, and we've discussed some of those shows on here, Peter, and I've been a part of many of those shows. This one is Effie free except for the ads. Enjoy Wrestling presents Renegade, premiering, that's right, on Cinco de Mayo. And listen, we usually release this podcast on Friday. I have asked specifically for this podcast to be released early, Peter, and I'm looking at you and I'm hoping this works out, because Enjoy Wrestling premieres hopefully tonight on Cinco de Mayo. And this premiere episode is huge because it features not only the Diaspora World Heavyweight Champion, Trisha Dora, taking on Alec Price, the prize Alec Price, who I saw this weekend, and we'll talk about him. But also, Violence is Forever taking on Kings of the District. That's Eel O'Neill. That's Jordan Blade. Badass tag team action. This is free for you to watch on the Enjoy Wrestling YouTube. Check it out, youtube.com/enjoywrestling or enjoy-wrestling.com. You'll be able to find all the merch, the video, the socials. In the coming weeks, you're also going to get to see matches from the Rip City Shooters teaming up with the production to take on MSP, The Vibe, Billy Dixon, Mikey Montgomery, 8-person tag action. And also on that episode, on the 12th, the next episode, Zicky Dice, my good brother in Christ, who I saw this weekend, taking on Edith Surreal, one of the most imaginative superstars out there today. And the third episode is also going to feature MV Young versus JD Drake and Lee Moriarty versus Speedball Mike Bailey in a Philosopher's Stone match of who can do the most types of things in wrestling in one match. I don't know if that's how it goes. Peter, Enjoy Wrestling's coming. They provide a great product. And here at Weekend at Effie's, we provide a therapeutic product. I started in Kansas City, like I said, in the wrong part of town. You had something to say,
yeah,
Peter.
Sorry. I was going to save it till later, but I do have to say that Enjoy Wrestling is the only wrestling that I've chosen to seek out on my own by myself to watch.
Wow. And the lighting isn't terrible.
No, I really appreciate it.
Really differently than a lot of wrestling shows.
And those motion graphics are insane.
Motion graphics are the future and the past. All right. It's our favorite part of WrestleMania 17. Okay. I think they had motion graphics. I'm not entirely sure. Zicky Dice was there. Allison Catch was there. Many others were there, including our tag team opponents, the Howlets. Now, earlier in the night for Journey Pro, they said, would you be willing to do a segment for our presenting sponsor? And I said, yeah, that's what Effie does, segments for presenting sponsors. And the presenting sponsor was Guys Nuts. And so I got to go out, I got to run this tag team off who were causing a big mess, and I got to yell about grabbing guys' nuts, which, Peter, I mean, it was the easiest ad read I've ever done in my life.
What is Guys Nuts?
Guys Nuts, they're a fantastic snack. They also have kettle chips. They deliver. You can order them online.
Nuts. Okay, I got
Guys you. Nuts. Yeah, it's like salted peanuts. I will say this, in the heat of the moment, and they say I'm not dedicated to the craft, I did eat a full shelled peanut in the ring during this time. So I just chomped on it, and it was not good. And the nut inside was delicious. Guys Nuts, delicious. Don't eat the shells. Have you ever had fried peanuts, Peter?
No.
Well, you can eat the shells if it's a fried peanut. This is a Southern tradition. In the South, we eat peanuts a lot of ways. Boiled, fried, but these were roasted peanuts. You can't eat those shells. I mean, you can. You're allowed to.
You did.
It's a fibrous component of the peanut bush that is not the most pleasant. Now, Allison was smart enough to order barbecue to the venue. I did not. I went 2 days in Kansas City, and all I had was Cracker Barrel. And I know, you're looking at me like...
You do know that they're famous for their barbecue, right?
Okay, well, they're also famous for the Cracker Barrel near the sleep-in, which is accessible by foot. And there's also a Waffle House right there, so having to walk past a Waffle House to the Cracker Barrel, it felt like almost like I was turning my back on the class that raised me. You know what I mean? There's class warfare in this country, and I chose Cracker Barrel. I chose it multiple times, and I got Grandpa's special breakfast, and here's why. Not because I need all the meat, not because I need everything, but, and really, I don't even want the grits. I didn't touch the grits. I have them serve me grits that I don't eat. I want the apples, and I want the hash brown casserole. That's what I want. I want both. And you can't get that with the other Sunrise platters. It just doesn't work. So, shout out Cracker Barrel, shout out Waffle House, shout out Sleep In, all staples of when you think of Kansas City. And I'm not joking on anybody here. This is just sometimes as a performer, you got to just go with the time and what's available and what's near and your hopes and dreams of being Guy Fieri and going to every diner, drive-in and people are like, "Oh, you're in Kansas City. Are you trying this place?" I'm like, can I get a chauffeur? Can I get an assistant? There's not an assistant or a chauffeur. Now, the building we performed in, the Agnes, very cool building. They do a lot of art stuff on one side, and then the other side is now being turned into the wrestling performance venue, and it's very cool, and it will lead to a very cool moment because, well, that's second night. We'll get to it. We defended these tag team championships. I got my ass kicked. Peter, I've been doozy since Thursday. Those boys beat the hell out of me, and it's fine because at least I had a singles match the next day, right, where I can... Oh, no, it's even worse. You have to be in the ring the whole time for a singles match. Both of my matches at Journey Pro will be up somewhere, I think on IWTV eventually. But the second night, I fought Gary J, and you're going, oh, you're going into a doozy fight with Gary J, and you're already doozied? Yeah, I was doozied and doozied up. I took an L, Peter. Don't check the cage match. Effie doesn't lose in 2022 until he does. Rough, right? Weird. Now, getting from Kansas City, and I don't want to jump too far ahead because I have to tell you this, during the main event of this show, the very main event, the final match of a tournament, which featured Zicky Dice, who had to leave to go to a wedding on that Friday, so he was only there for night one, featured a lot of people in the tournament. Final match, power goes out in the building.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Power goes out in the building completely. They lit the whole main event by cell phone light. It's not as romantic as a candle or a lighter, but it's what we have in this day and age. They lit the whole thing by candlelight. I'm going to call it candlelight. And we watched it. We just watched this match that was being lit by phones in a building that had no power. Nobody attacked anyone. You know, the Artful Dodger stayed away from our pockets. We were fine and dandy. But once the lights cut off, I was like, girl, I'm cooked. I'm done. Bedtime. We went to bed because I had to get on all these flights, because to get from Kansas City to Atlantic City, that is not easy to do. Had to do, once again, the John Candy, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Kansas City to Dallas, quick flight. Dallas to Newark, quick flight-ish. Fell asleep for the whole thing. I can sleep on planes, man. I'm good at it. Back to it. It is still cowboy days out there at the airport. It is, America has fully given up on giving a fuck about anything. It's like, you know, you're going, oh yeah, the masks. It's not just the masks. People are just rowdy now. People have lost it. We'll get back to that later when I have more to divulge on my thesis statement on American outlaw nature. Good God. Get to Newark, and I'm going, how are we going to get to Atlantic City? Luckily, Kings Road Wrestling actually hooked it up. And I don't want to dox anybody. I don't want to put anybody's info out there. But Kings Road Wrestling has a sick, it's the Bronco. I was going to say, what's the OJ car? The new Bronco, and he has it in this beautiful blue color, and that baby sits high. And we just talked our game and drove our way, and he got us all the way to Atlantic City. Bad news, we can't defend our championships. The Briscoes, one of their wives went into labor early. They had to go to the hospital. Serious family business. So instead of doing what was, you know, originally planned to do a three-way tag team title match for our championships, we did a six-way match. AJ Gray joined up with the SGC to take on Bussy and Grim Reefer, known as Bussy 420. We just smoked an eight-year ass. Allie came up with that, not me. Pretty incredible, though. Got to smoke one in there with Grim Reefer. Just magic. Grim Reefer, also a handball professional in New York.
Oh, wow.
Takes it very seriously. That's the only time he's ever been injured was because of handball, not because of wrestling. God, pretty damn crazy. Either way, I got to admit something here, because there's just, all right, here's what happened. And I can't just blame this on the die. But we were all upstairs rolling the die in the room earlier, checking on things. You know, I like to roll the die.
Yeah.
AJ Gray and myself both rolled a seven, which, you know, is craps. You lose on the board. I'm going, well, maybe we don't have anything on the board. We had stuff on the board. When I tell you, I fucked up this move so bad, Peter. I broke this man's nose. I struck him in the face with my leg, and I broke this man's nose.
Oh, shit.
And I looked up from the ground, and he was bleeding from the face. And he owes me one. He says he won't take it out on me, but he does owe me one. I busted this man's nose, and I felt so bad about this. I went back, and I thought about it a second. I said, AJ Gray, I don't want to minimize what happened out there. I'm very sorry. He says, I know you didn't mean to do it. I said, but we both rolled sevens, man, and this is what we get. Okay, it was coming. We should have listened. We should have not tried anything crazy. We both rolled sevens. He goes, you're right. We both rolled sevens. So I don't know. I don't know if I've made a believer of anyone, but sorry to AJ Gray's face. I'm sorry to his nose. Please understand during all of this week that I'm just hopping with anxiety from everything going on with our apartment. I'm calling my partner constantly to see if he's found, you know, different places to stay or places to work. And now I'm probably going to have to go look for more of them because of the situation that I should have sent a letter earlier in the week is what I'm learning right now. Oh, well. So we make it through. Life is okay. AJ Gray, his nose is pretty fucked up, but I helped him a little bit fix it as much as we could. But Sunday was even worse off because we had to fight two deathmatch guys. And luckily, Allie Catch was feeling her oats. Bussy was going through it this weekend. Both Bussy members were going through it. We were leaning on each other. We were saying, Bussy going to survive. Because through all the trials and tribulations, Bussy is going to survive. We're going to feel it. We're going to get through it. And Sunday, I think she was feeling like she needed to take on some of the team. The team's suffering.
So the nose thing was Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like I said, unexpected shit. Just kind of out of nowhere.
It's unexpected, for sure. Now, Allie decided to take most of the problematic parts of this match, be it the glass and the tubes, but I still had to jump my ass around in some tubes. I still had to jump myself around with these deathmatch dudes, but I did kiss him on the mouth. Now, I kissed John Wayne Murdoch, and he's the Duke, and he's a scary man. Not the scariest man I've kissed, but a scary man. But I tried to kiss Akira, and this man bit my tongue out of my mouth and stretched it and pulled it out of my mouth with his mouth. And it is still very painful to this moment.
Oh, my God.
Now, luckily, Allie, through her suffering, through her pain, she was able to secure a victory for us. I was laying on the floor trying to fight John Wayne Murdoch. But she secured the victory, and we still have those belts. Now, Peter, I love being a tag team champion. Bussy, we love the fans. We love seeing y'all. We love the celebration. These belts weigh too damn much, and I got this big-ass jacket, and I can't fit nothing in this bag, and my away suitcase is literally disintegrating because of how much weight I am having to put in it. Away. Whoever's running your accounts, get back to me, because there's no one in America who's taken more flights with a single Away suitcase than me. I will stand by it. I have put anything and everything inside of this Away suitcase. It has been drugged through mud and concrete and every country on the North American plateau. Well, not Mexico. We got to get some Mexican mileage on the suitcase. I'm going to hit this guy back up. We got to go to Mexico. Away, I know these are like, you know, I'm supposed to send it in and you'll send me a new one or whatever. I don't have time to send it in. I need you guys to just send me a new suitcase because this thing is disintegrating. And then I need it given to a museum of modern art to hold and put into a glass cube so people can see what your suitcases are able to withstand with. I mean, this is a at least 10-pound belt. My jacket's 25 pounds. I got boots. I got knee pads. I got gear. I got pantyhose galore. I got cough drops and those little things that get my ponytail right. There's a lot of stuff to fit in the bag, and I got to bring other bags. They're not as good as the Away bag. Away, hook it up. Help your boy out. Let me know what's going on. I know there's an Away executive that listens to this while they're doing their Peloton so they can ignore Christy telling them to go faster up the hill. Stop paying for Peloton. That's crazy. Our presenting sponsor, Peloton. I'm just kidding. That'd be ridiculous. Peter, you can feel it in my heart. I'm having a week. Atlantic City treated me fine, and I went to bed. I slept more in Atlantic City than I usually do. I was exhausted, and I even made it back to Philly in time to get on that 6:45 a.m. flight. And you know what I came back to, Peter? I came back to a Hampton Inn here in Atlanta, and I set my stuff on the floor of a hotel at a Hampton Inn, and that's where I've been. Been at the Hampton Inn, man. Been trying to figure this out. Been trying to deal with an unruly landlord. Been trying to get letters sent. Peter, I worked in moving from the time, from the summers when I was 16 onward, except for maybe one summer. And then from when I graduated college at 22 until I was, I guess, almost 30, 29. So I've moved thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I've been in thousands and thousands of houses. When I was a kid, I moved all the time because of my dad's job. Myrtle Beach, Marietta, Georgia, Jacksonville, North Carolina, Greer, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Tallahassee, Florida. And now, since I've been in Atlanta, and since you've known me, this will be the third time I've had to leave a place, not because of my own volition. Maybe it's the second time. I guess it's the third move, the second time I'm leaving the place. Wish me luck, folks. This is something I'm good at. There's nothing in the world. People think I'm good at wrestling and cutting promos and merch and branding. Let me just clear it the fuck up. There is nothing I am better at than disastrous moving. From every aspect. From needing to wear biohazards to hoarders. You want me to tell you a quick story about the first time I threw up on the job, Peter?
Yes, please.
And then I gotta go because I gotta go write a legal letter.
Real quick, demands. I have alien artifacts for sale along with the print of Lucy on my Etsy store. You can go to my Twitter at LowSkyDance or my Instagram also at LowSkyDance, and you can find the link there.
Let's put that over again. LowSkyDance is the Etsy?
Yes.
And I have these up at my house. They're beautiful. The portals of light. This is all done, like, I don't know how to, analog? Analog is the way to say it?
Mm-hmm.
None of this is post change on the art that he does. This is, it's an incredible process.
If you think that Photoshop's involved, you're not looking at it correctly.
I'm going to tell this story quickly, and I hope you all go pour yourselves into getting some LowSkyDance items. And I'm so excited that Enjoy Wrestling is premiering on Cinco de Mayo. Enjoy Wrestling Renegade. Tomorrow we've got some exciting matchups coming your way. I want to make sure I know what the matchups are, because if I fuck this up. Okay, I'm not going to have time for this story, Peter. I am going to have time to put over Enjoy Wrestling again. Folks, if you hear just trouble in my voice, don't worry. We'll be okay. Effie's always going to be fine. Sometimes I got to be scatterbrained so I can, what'd you say, bring it all in to make a road out?
Yeah, you internalize everything and then you make the roadmap out.
Enjoy Wrestling is bringing you a three-part YouTube series called Renegade. Now, you've seen Enjoy Wrestling before. Effie's been a part of Enjoy Wrestling, but this premieres on Cinco de Mayo. We're actually putting the episode out early to make sure that happens so you can find out about it, so you can learn about it. This was shot at Mr. Small's Theater in beautiful Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on April 9th, and it's going to be released free on the YouTube channel, Enjoy Wrestling's YouTube channel. It's easy to find if you just type it in. This premiere episode, oh yeah, I wanted to get this right. Trisha Dora, the Diaspora World Heavyweight Champion, taking on Alec Price, the Prize, the Northeast Beast, and some tag team action with Violence is Forever. Koo and Dom taking on Kings of the District, Jordan Blade, and Eel O'Neill. I hope you all enjoy that episode. Peter, what a time it is. If you want to reach out or sponsor us, weekend@effies@gmail.com. Peter will take care of it. Wish us luck. I'm hoping by next week we have a much more exciting episode. We'll get through it. We'll be at the end of the eclipse almost. And I'm going to be at First Wrestling this weekend, by hook or by crook. Homeless Effie on the road, just doing what he has to do.